Welcome to Awakening Matters. We're all matters, internally and externally, are welcoming you to awaken. Awaken to yourself, awaken to your life, and to your desired dreams and goals. So Awakening Matters is a radio show, if you will, where I talk about things that I resonate with, that I've experienced, and that are true and real for me. And I share that with you because if it resonates, make it your own. But if not, just know I am sharing with you what I have already awakened to, and it does matter to me. So today, or tonight, wherever you are, time-wise, I will be talking about many things. I don't prepare for shows. I just let it flow, and I trust whatever is in the moment is what is honoring all whom have gathered. So last show, 2 weeks ago, I touched on at the end that I would be addressing soul contracts. And what I have come to know, and for those who are tuning in for the first time, I have been a telepathic intermediary, a psychic medium, a healer, all kinds of things, at different levels from toddler all the way through, and I'm approaching 60. So that part of my life has been always extremely blessed and very much a tool that I have accessed throughout my life in order to awaken, and knowing that it matters, as well as have inner dialogues. So your hall of records, your soul contracts, so if you were to go into a library and you were to see all these books and all these different authors, maybe you could shift your thinking into going into a library and you see all these books. Some are large, some are small. Some are have different topics, etc., and they all have different names, but they are all about you, because each book, if you will, represents a past life you've had. So your hall of records, I'm giving you a visual, it's not that it looks exactly like that, is etheric, vibrational, energetic. It is not housed in a particular room because it does not need to be confined in any way, shape, or form. It is connected to you on a soul level, and you are able to access it. And by the way, your soul will access your hall of records all the time. And this isn't necessarily what you as a human mind are aware of. So it's not like, oh, wait, I have a question. Let me wait till my soul or my intuition or my inner guidance pulls information from my hall of records. So your hall of records, if you will, is a place where all of your life experiences, meaning from prior to your first life all the way through until the moment that you're in now, is housed. Now, here's the thing. Your hall of records exists within you on a cellular level as well as in the universe. So that means that there is not one cell that exists within your body of work, so within your body, that is unaware of itself and all the different lives that you have had, the different forms, the different names, what you have gone through, what you have survived through, what you have grown through, everything. And so I love that. I think that is so beautiful and extraordinary. And I was not told that. I actually came upon that in a meditation, as well as a very physical representation, not only within my body, but in a universal travel. So I can only say that I visited my own hall of records and am a witness myself to all of this information that I share with you. And this in particular was beautiful and extraordinary. And the amount of wisdom and knowledge and teaching and remembering and access to the tools that we have, we, not only as an individual accessing my Hall of Records, so, you know, you walk around with a certain voice in your head. Maybe you don't. I'm speaking about myself as an example. I'm not going to speak about others. But you walk around with a voice in your head, and sometimes that voice can be negative, positive. It can be filled with the day's events. It can be filled with what's to come, etc. But most of the time, there's an inner guidance. If that voice can get through all of the chaos, if you will, especially if it's a full day for you, you might not see it as chaos. Certainly, it doesn't have to be. But there's this inner guidance voice. It's almost like your intuition saying, hey, excuse me, turn left or go there. Don't forget to call this person. Or, oh, even in a thought you're having that doesn't represent the moment that you're in, you will experience more often than not a response to that moment within you, maybe about an epiphany, a realization, getting something about someone, something, what's coming, etc., that you haven't even gotten to that moment yet, and or you've passed that moment and you have acquired a deeper understanding about what transpired. So either way, what I'm trying to say is that we are endless levels within, there are endless levels within us, and we are multi-talented, gifted, and connected. But if we do not access those parts of ourselves, then we live more of a limiting life, or might not be limiting at all. It might just be that you are not experiencing the epiphanies, awakenings, or inner guidance that you could be. There's nothing right or wrong with that. It is that you're having a different experience. And in the library that is you, there may be 1, 2, 3, 10, or 100 lifetimes where you didn't access those parts of yourself. Why? Because you were having an experience with yourself without that part included. Does that mean that your Hall of Records, your intuition, and everything was not included or it was left out? Not at all. It just means that you didn't utilize it, listen to it, believe it, or tune into it. And that's okay. If that was your desired experience, then you so shall you have it. So your Hall of Records, what I love about this is your Hall of Records exists within your cellular body. So each cell has an awareness, not only of itself, but its surroundings. And it's not just the physicality, it is the aura that expands beyond that. So the aura is your light body, so to speak, and it is a breathing, living organism as well. It's just not limited to being confined in the body. In fact, it moves through the body and all around the body and beyond the body. And it's absolutely stunning as the cellular body is. The aura also is part of your Hall of Records. So your Hall of Records and your soul contracts. So your Hall of Records is where your cells, your conscious self, your unconscious self, your soul body, your soul consciousness, et cetera, can tune into who you are, why you are, what you're here to experience, and then assist you. Your soul contracts are also present in this extraordinary universal library. And library might put a limiting vision on it, so I'll say universal access to who you are and how you are, and it is unlimited. And so yes, Spirit, soul contract has to do with more so not only yourself, and maybe a contract always starting with yourself, that you have made to have a certain experience with someone from a past life, with a soul that you're going to meet in this life, but it is more so about a soul contract to have an experience. It can be a physical, emotional relationship. It can be career, it can be creative, it can be spiritual, and it can be all the above together as one. So if your head isn't spinning, then I'm very happy that you're joining me in this conversation. It's so beautiful. I see it so clearly. So moving forward, so a soul contract is about certain timelines in your, let's say, your physical life. It's more about your soul life, but I'll say your physical life. And at a certain juncture of your physical life, you may meet someone or have an experience about your physicality that you decided you would have. And if it involves another person, place, or thing, that's where the soul contract comes in, for you to allow your own soul to have a contract with that experience and possibly the person in it. The thing about soul contracts is they can be broken. They can be broken by you, the other party, atmospherically, if you're supposed to have an experience with a certain place or thing, and that place or thing isn't available or it no longer exists, then that soul contract is changed. So it's just so beautiful because all of this happens outside of time. And I can hear some of you asking, well, who's in charge of this? And who makes the decisions? And who is going to oversee this and make sure that it works, quote unquote, right or according to your plans? You are governing, if you will, your own soul contracts. And you are doing this with whatever you believe your higher power is, your spirituality is, your belief system is, whatever it is, it's yours. And your cellular body, which I spoke of earlier, has access to your hall of records and your soul contracts. So that means your physical body is aware, oh, at this certain point in time, at this age, I'm going to experience this because I haven't had that experience yet, and I want to have that experience, and I want to know how I'm going to get through it, etc. And in addition to that, actually, the Hall of Records is all the experiences you've ever had. And those experiences could also be when you're an assistant to somebody else. So it's not just the impact you're getting from an experience, but the impact you are making as well. Isn't that beautiful? The impact you are receiving and the impact you are giving. It might not feel beautiful at the time. In fact, at the time, often when there are life-changing experiences, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's more often than not rare that there isn't trauma going on. I think if you're human and breathing, I hope you haven't, but if you're human and breathing, you've probably experienced trauma on a certain level. And whatever that is for you, you'll move through that experience and then move into the next soul contract, hall of record, etc. And so, you know, there are a lot of opportunities and possibilities. I mean, free will is present at all times, which means I have clients, by the way, all over the world, and I have clients who have completely rewritten their reason for being. And they came in and changed everything. And so be it. I mean, that can happen as well. So you are certainly not in any way, shape, or form in your Hall of Records, your soul contracts, and your experience of being confined to anything other than your belief about the moment. And yes, we all have experiences where we feel confined, limited, frustrated. Maybe that experience is there to help us catapult us into freedom. So we're in a dimension of duality, if you will. And that dimension means love or fear, contraction or freedom. And so you're going to experience at least once, if not ongoing, throughout your life, even if it's just your own thoughts, the duality of the experience of being. And so do you have to absolutely follow your Hall of Records? Well, your Hall of Records is more like records of what has been and what will be. But do you have to follow that? No. Do you have to follow your soul contracts? No. In fact, I have noticed throughout my life that people break more of their soul contracts with themselves and others than they actually follow through with them. And, you know, that might be because once a soul arrives in the body, and not everybody, but it can possibly be that once a soul arrives in the body and experiences the totality of what's available in this physical plane of demonstration, there may be a joyous excitement to change things. Or a soul arrives here in their physical body and they awaken to a very difficult, horrific, burdening, heavy, dark childhood. And in actuality, that childhood was meant to take them out. And they break their soul contract because not only do they not let the childhood take them out, meaning dying, leaving, but they remain and they become a light unto the earth. They remain and they become a help unto others. They remain and they become a light into their own life and a constant and unending self-inquiry that the person becomes aware that what's going on around them is not fun, it's not pretty, but it is part of, well, you know, you can make a choice in your life at any age and at any time, but you have to keep recommitting to that choice in order for it to continue. So there is free will, and that free will does require your recommitment to that choice quite often. And so if you're in an environment, as an example, that is so dark, and you are the only light in it, and you are continually choosing that light, that's my point, is you will have to continually choose that light. And why? Because choosing your light does not mean the darkness around you will fall away. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Sometimes it means that. Maybe it will diminish its impact. But it often means that the environment doesn't necessarily change. In fact, sometimes the stronger the light you are, individuals, consciously or unconsciously, don't feel comfortable around your light. They either don't feel comfortable because they want that position, they want to be seen that way, they want people to feel that way around them, but they don't want to do the work. So they'd rather diminish you in society, not do the work, and put you in a box or a limitation so that they can then stand on that box. Or there's also the experience of you being such a strong light unto yourself and those who desire to do the work of defining themselves and not allowing others to define them and feeling the strength of getting through every day as opposed to the weakness. And again, the duality is strength, weakness, love, fear, etc. And so making choices back and forth is a constant in our human form. Hopefully you have a good run with something and it's just good all the time, and you end up fueling more in the duality. You end up fueling more of the light and the love, and you don't have to keep going back and forth. You don't have to do anything, by the way. The universal law of free will is just that, your free will and your ability to kind of self-govern with the enormity of the universe. So you're never doing anything alone. And again, you have this hall of records. So let's say you, on a conscious level, you're like, hall of records? I don't know that. I haven't checked out a book at the library or my hall of records. No. However, if you want to, you can go within. So close your eyes, you do some breathing, you focus inward. And what is the requirement to check out a record, your hall of records, a record from a past life or present life? What's required? Your free will, your willingness, and in the breathing and closing your eyes, to go inward and communicate. Start talking is the key. Talking is the key to everything. And so, well, I'll say speaking truth is the key to everything. It might not be somebody else's truth, but you must speak your truth regardless. So going within, speaking your truth as an example to you only, make it your own. If it doesn't resonate, use your own words. But going within and literally saying, I want to experience, or I choose, or in my free will, again, there's no right or wrong words, to experience a past life or the part of me in my past life where I was thriving. I felt strong. I felt hopeful. I was a light. I am, and I want to experience. My body healed. I want to experience whatever it is. You have the free will to go within, because you're talking to yourself. You're also talking to the consciousness of yourself. You're also talking to your hall of records. And so you can access your hall of records by requesting, giving permission, or even asking yourself to experience a version of you, maybe that you never have, or that you want to bring forth because you've experienced it before. Either way, it's extraordinary. Either way, you are extraordinary, because you have access to this universal, unending, and unlimited body of work that includes you and does not exclude you. The only time your life starts to exclude you is when you only see yourself through other people's eyes. And they judge you, they define you, etc. When you start experiencing in your life that other people are judging you, defining you, telling you who you are, how you are, and what you are, the sign that's coming to you from that behavior is you have not yet filled in those places within your own life yet. And that means, you can even say it out loud or to yourself, thank you. I'm going to go within and I'm going to say, I define myself and this is how. I choose how I love myself and this is what that looks like. So if there's anything in your life that you're struggling with, let's say it's a position at a job because you want it and you're not getting it, or you're being looked over or passed over, there's a possibility that you can go within to your hall of records. Going within is the same thing. You will access your hall of records. And doing some breathing and intention work, and you can say something to the effect of, in ways known or unknown, if I am blocking this experience, I remove the blockage, and I am ready to receive. I am fully available to the universe to receive. And you can even be more detailed or less. It's absolutely up to you. So what I'm trying to say, and I hope it's coming across, is there are so many books and authors and teachers out there, and you absolutely go towards the one that resonates with you. But I'm here to say what I've experienced is reading an endless amount and much of it resonating with me, but also knowing that I could trust my own truth and I could define that for myself. Did I do that all the time? Absolutely not. Am I human? Oh, yes. Do I love myself now more than ever? What does that look like? Happiness, calmness, peace within. Do I experience that all the time? No, you are human. You are here to experience a duality of many different factors. So what I love about that knowing in itself is if you're having a bad moment, then most likely the duality of that is the next moment or the next day you decide that you're going to have an opportunity to have a positive or good moment or experience. So remember and never forget, you're in a dimension of duality, which means you're going to experience maybe one thing, but then wait for it, you're going to experience the other. Now, does that mean the pendulum swings to the negative? It can, but your relationship or your reaction to the negative can be as long or as short as you desire, and then your focus can be back on the positive. How? Does it mean the situation that you're in has changed? No, it means focus on something, your dog, your cat, a bird, nature, poetry, music, food, whatever works for you that ignites within you or even refocuses you for even just a moment on an energy of joy or of neutrality or of peace. And then you have shifted out of the negative and you've started the focus on the positive. So I'm trying to let you know that in my experience and sharing it with you, you have a lot more access to what you are experiencing, choosing, and feeling than you may realize. You have a universal law of free will, and your free will can really work for you unless you're in a process of getting to know who you are. It can work for you then, but most likely, well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it differently. At one point or another in your life, you might find yourself saying, I not only love myself, but I know who I am, and I choose peace, joy, and self-love. And I do that in this area, that area, this area. Claim all your areas, you know, all the areas of your life. Start claiming. I validate myself here, and I claim this here for myself. I validate myself here. And why? Why would you do that? Because in your hall of records, in your soul contracts, you are literally changing your soul contracts while you're doing this intention work. And your intention work, or your inner dialogue, so to speak, what's happening is it's no longer holding, let's say there's a negative soul contract you have with somebody. Well, if you're focused on the positive and you're focused on it in regards to relationship and you are authentic and true to that, and let's say you claim it every day, then the likelihood that a negative relationship is going to move in there is lessened. Why? Because that won't be attractive to you anymore, or you will no longer be interested in getting to know who you are not because you're clear about who you are. Also, that person won't necessarily move into your dimension because they were looking for a different experience. And now you are on a different vibration altogether. And yes, I did just say that. So certain emotions vibrate at a very low vibration, and then other emotions or thoughts vibrate at a very high vibration, and you will attract accordingly into your life. So you have a hall of records and you have a soul contract. And I mean, I have to be honest and say, sometimes I look at situations that I've lived through and I go, wow, I had a soul contract with that and I didn't change it, or that was a really long time. I didn't alter it, etc. So be mindful that I'm sharing stuff with you so you don't have to be in it for so long and then realize that you wasted some of the best years of your life. And you wasted it in different ways. You've certainly received out of it what you were meant to, but you kind of wished that you did it differently. And so I'm saying to you, if you feel stuck or if you are limited in any way or you are feeling really good about yourself and then you have a group of people stop talking to you, tell you you're a piece of shit, act like you're a disease all of a sudden when all you've done is be of service to them, not only will you regret that big time, but you will then recognize that what you thought you were co-creating was actually only you having that experience. And then you kind of look back on it and go, wow, those were like the best years of my life. That sucks. Okay, so it sucks, and now what? Do you stay there? Do you dwell in it? No, absolutely not. I mean, take your time to release and let go, but then move on and have a blast, whatever that looks like. That's just one example of many. And so what I'm saying to you is you have a lot more self-power than you realize. But you won't start feeling that self-empowerment until you start getting really clear that you are worthy, that you deserve to not only know who you are, but to choose who that is. Now, once you do that, does it require people around you to hold that for you? Absolutely not. You have to know it and remind yourself and kind of live that truth. At the same time, you want to live in truth. So if you have a group of people who are using you and being false, you want to get away from that because it's not in your highest and greatest good. Or theirs for that matter, but they don't seem to care, so whatever. So basically, you have a lot of self-love to offer yourself. I mean, think about it. You have trillions of cells in your body. From one to trillions, they are in your body because they love you. You are so loved and so connected to a universe and to a construct of being. So you are, a lot of people, a lot of my clients, I have to remind them, they are worthy and they are loved complete and whole because they simply are. There's so much put on by humanity, towards humanity, and on humanity about you will be loved more if you do this, and you'll be loved less if you do that or you don't do this. And so the message comes across, I must succeed in order to be loved. The universe and spirit has co-created you and with you from a place of such immense, extraordinary love that just you breathing or being, for that matter, literally is a gift for yourself, but for the universe as well. I mean, think about it. The universe has co-created you and you are alive and well, or you are alive and you are functioning. I mean, talk about success. The universe is like, yes, you know what I mean? Right on. making myself up. But it's true. It's like you don't have to do in order for it to be loved by the universe. And by the way, you come from love. And so we get so caught up in this physical dimension to be loved and what to do to be loved and how to be loved, et cetera, without loving ourselves. We put it in the hands of others. And by the way, others who don't love themselves. So how could they possibly know how to love you? How could they possibly care to love you? How could they possibly agree to love you? And if they are lucky enough to be in a relationship where you know how to self-love and you are telling them this is what you need and you are not getting it in return, you must know. You don't have to must know anything, but my invitation to you is they don't love themselves. So the likelihood, in fact, I've known people who hate themselves. The likelihood is the love language you are speaking to them, they are using and they are abusing because that's what they know, that's what they feel they deserve, and that's their end result. But it has nothing to do with how loved you are and you are not. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. Just be mindful that when you see that or you experience that and it's a relationship or if it's a friendship, you know, do your thing, have your conversations, do whatever you want to do. But know that if you love yourself and you are trying to get the other person to love maybe themselves or to love you and they're not doing it, they are not willing or ready at that juncture or maybe in their life at all to love at that depth or to love themselves at that depth. And so it's up to you to let it go, let them go, and hopefully sooner than I ever did, so that the best of your years of your life are still available to you, and so that you don't suffer and you realize this person is not capable or interested in loving themselves, so I can't hold them to loving me. And by the way, it's my job to love me and feel fulfilled. Does that mean you don't need anybody? No, not at all. It means that in your hall of records, in your soul contracts, if let's say you have a soul contract with somebody and they don't fulfill it, or you see that, what I just shared, and you let it go. If there's not ever going to be a vacancy in the universe, ever, it's not possible. So when you say no to one thing, then you say yes to another. And so another opportunity will come forth. And so it's very, really, really extraordinary. And I mean, think about it. How absolutely aligned and, I mean, have you ever sat and looked at nature and watched the seasons come and go and nature itself know where it belongs, what to do, how to do it, and it's extraordinary. That's not your language on a human level. That's your soul language and the soul language of the earth plane and nature all talking at to and from a place of love. Oh, it is so extraordinary. I love it. I love it. Because when you look at the world and you see absolute chaos, please take a moment also to look at what I just said, which is nature and Mother Earth and all aspects from the tiniest plant to the largest mountain, to recognize that at the same time that there's chaos, there is clarity, there is alignment, and there is awakened. There is awakening going on, and one doesn't exist without the other. So this is a dimension of many different factors. This, you are not in a one-dimensional world. You're in a multi-dimensional world. And so you're going to experience most certainly the dimension of most likely love and fear and what happens from those two areas. So with that said, your Hall of Records and your soul contracts are always, always available to you. How do you access them? Do you go into an office? No. Do you go into a room? No. Now, wait a second. Can you visualize an office? Yes. Can you visualize a room? Sure. Go into that room if you want to have a meditation. Visualize the room. Open a file and pull out who you are in this lifetime. And open that file and start reading about yourself. I mean, that is possible. That is available to you if that's what resonates with you. You can do it, access it any way that you desire. It is available to you. You are available to yourself at all times. Doesn't that sound funny? I know. I've had no coffee, no soda, and no sugar. But this stuff is... everything I'm talking about is so beautiful, so love-based, so extraordinary. I just am in awe, not only of the universe, but who we are in it. In it. Did you hear that? In it, which means we are a part of it. We are part of the universe. We are not experiencing the universe because we're separate from it. We are part of the fabric of the universe. What does that mean? It means we have access to the entire universe. So next time you feel alone in this world, you feel unworthy, you feel thrown away, broken, deserted, betrayed, remember that that was by one or nine or 10 people. I'm speaking from my experience. And I hope you didn't have that experience. I did. And that when you awaken to remember, to become a member again with the fact that you are actually, that that group of people, not only mentally, are they so incredibly small, and they are holding on to each other's smallness in that way, but that you are expansive and so beyond that level because you love yourself and you have access to the universe at all times, which is a part of them as well, but that's not your focus. Your focus is, who am I? I'm connected to the universe. I'm loved just that big. Am I willing to love myself that big? Yes, I am. Because there's a reason that I'm alive. And for the amount of haters that you may have, you in the universe or in human life or animal kingdom have access to that much love and more. And it is bigger than anything you can imagine. And so extraordinarily beautiful. So beautiful. I don't care if no one gets you in the entire world and how desperate in your loneliness you may feel. That part I care about very much because I'm here to tell you with no question whatsoever that the universe can see you, hear you, feel you, is there for you, loves you, cares about you, and your willingness to receive that which you desire is about you loving yourself. And you don't even have to say it out loud. You might be crying so hard that you can barely get out a whisper. So think it and feel it. I want to feel loved, universe. Maybe you say that. Or I'm willing to feel loved. Now, by the way, not by another person, but with the universe. Now, can another person come in or people come in and love you? Absolutely. But it's about if you are in a lonely place, I send you blessings upon blessings. And I say to you, reach out to the universe because you are living within the universe. You are a part of something so much greater than who likes you or doesn't and why. And I can tell you with concrete evidence that you can feel like you are not worthy, you don't have the energy of the life force to go on. You can be broken and on the floor, and in the next moment, you can be thriving. And you can remember who you are, why you are, and you can let go of the rest. Does that mean you see those people and you just want to run up to them and hug them? No, you don't have to be. See, there's a lot of people out there that believe that to be a strong light in the world, that you have to love everybody. But I'm here to say, if it's not real and it's not true, don't try it. Because it's going to come across fake anyway. If you can't stand at a pulpit, as an example, or in front of a classroom of kids, or in front of a radio show, and speak from a place of truth, it's going to come across as non-truth. And unfortunately, at that time, people, not just people, but your relationship to yourself, you will have to do a lot of inner work, and people will be, they'll have the experience they're going to have. More importantly, you will dishonor yourself if you have been, let's say, if you've been asked to speak in front of a church and in front of people, and you are an extraordinary speaker. Let's say you're sitting in front of someone and they're speaking and you're like, wow, I really like what they're saying, but I don't feel it from them. It's like they're reading from a piece of paper and it's flat. I'm not feeling moved. I'm not feeling emotional, not that you have to feel emotional. I'm not feeling. And so I say to you, please, 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 please be true to yourself. Even if those around you at the time or later on, come back around. Because remember, never forget, everyone is having their own experience. So I spoke about this group of people that, quite honestly, I never thought I would experience, but I did. This was a while back. And I have since then run into a few of them, They were a place where I was at. Now, did I feel like, oh my gosh, I have to be the brightest light and I have to do this? No. I felt, what is my truth right now in this moment? My truth right now in this moment is to just be true to myself and to just be at peace. And so there was nothing other than lifting of a hand, hello, and that was it. And that was okay. In fact, it wasn't up to that person or those people to make it okay for me. It was up to me and my hall of records and soul contracts to know. I keep bringing that up because what does that mean? It means you have choice. It means that every moment you have infinite choices. And so at every moment to touch, if you don't know how to act or be, or you're like, whoa, I can't believe I'm seeing this person, I didn't want to, or what have you, tune in and always be true to yourself. Always be true with yourself. Because in that, transformation occurs. Maybe transformation that you'll never see. Maybe transformation for you. maybe transformation for the environment you're in. What matters most is that you loved yourself in that moment, that you did not feel alone because you showed up for yourself, that you remembered you were part of an entire universe, that its only desire is to fulfill, to help you, and to love you. And that you felt good after, that you felt good after. And yes, I did. I felt great, just so you know. So, what I'm going to leave you with is this. You came here from a place of love. I'm not talking about your parents. I'm talking about a much bigger love, universal love. You came here from a place of the biggest love possible. You are held in that love throughout your whole life. And you will leave and return to that love. And so in the meantime, love yourself and know that if others are telling you something opposite of that love, they don't love themselves. If they're telling you to quiet down about that love, they don't love themselves. If they're telling you horrifics and it's a group effort, then it unfortunately shows even more how small, how inferior, and how insecure a group of people were around you. But all that matters in the end result is that you connected with the truth about you is that, and the truth is that you are an awakened matter of love. And so I send you love and light. I invite you to look at my website at Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, .com. And I'm working on several books that will be out shortly. And I send you love and I send you light. And I invite you to embrace yourself and know that you are enough. Bye for just now. Thank you.